We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Sooner Sports Podcast. Your all-access pass to Sooner Sports. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate. Are you in good hands? And by Riverwind Resort. Riverwind Resort, the place to be.
Oh, mama! What a play!
Now, here's your host, Chris Plank.
All right, welcome into the Sooner Sports Podcast. My name is Chris Plank. Thank you so much for downloading, sharing, subscribing, and just being a part of the Sooner Sports Podcast. We got a big show for you. We won't waste a lot of time. Lincoln Riley is coming up. We'll talk with the head football coach at the University of Oklahoma, looking back on the year that was, talking about some new additions to the staff, and obviously getting excited for the 2018 season. If you have an opportunity, you need to check out the archives at Soonersports.tv/podcast and listen to our interview from last week with Kenny Mossman as we looked back on the big news in the Sooner Nation last week, I guess now what would be 2 weeks ago, and that was the addition of a new softball stadium, pending, of course, the funding that still needs to be pushed through from donors and everyone. So check that out at Soonersports.tv/podcast. And we should also add that coming up, even though the schedule is a little bit more staccato, if you will, over the summer, coming up, we're going to celebrate 20 years of Joe Castiglione as the athletic director at the University of Oklahoma coming up next week. July 2nd was the official first day, July 2nd, 1998, when Joe C. took over as the AD. So we're going to share a lot of thoughts. Jessica Cootie is putting together a piece that's going to drop on Monday. So we're going to celebrate Joe Castiglione. And I'm still trying. I'm still scratching and clawing to get Coach Gasso to come on with us, because as we mentioned in the archives, you can hear from Kenny talking about the incredible groundwork that was being done and even getting a new stadium to this point. Now we're going to try to get Coach Gasso on after her trip to Japan and, of course, being out recruiting. But let's talk some football, shall we? It's a little closer than we might think. We're only about 3 weeks away from the Big 12 Media Day, and we are joined on the Sooner Sports Podcast by head coach Lincoln Riley. Coach, first and foremost, thanks for joining us. Y'all might not know this, but Coach became a Little League dad this year, so I got to know how T-ball went for the girls and how much you enjoyed watching them play.
Yeah, it was great. They had a lot of fun. It's hilarious watching little ones play T-ball, and you know, they hit the ball out there, and you know, half of them know that the ball's in play. The other half are picking flowers or throwing dirt up in the air. Or, you know, it's maybe more entertainment than competition, but a lot of fun.
It was awesome to watch. Coach, obviously a lot of news over the last week, but I think for me, what gets me most excited is how you continue to add these entertaining and fun people with positive attitudes to this program. So take me through the decision process and how you lured Clark Stroud over to the football side of things to take over as director of ops. I'm pretty pumped about that. What a great guy.
Yeah, no, he is. And yeah, it was just a situation where, you know, once Matt McMillan had made his decision to retire, that Clark approached me and told me that was a job that he would definitely have some interest in. He's been our dean of students here at Oklahoma for 18 years, which is a great job, but also a very demanding job. And I think he was ready for a change and was excited about the possibility of doing this. So we've developed a great relationship over the last few years, a guy that I trust very much and is going to bring a ton of skill. Like you said, a dynamic personality, a guy that knows this university as good as anybody, knows our student athletes, is great with people. So yeah, excited to add him to the staff. He's going to bring a ton of energy, a ton of excitement, a lot of experience, and I think he'll make a real positive impact for us.
And I know it's always the only thing constant, I think, in college athletics is change. But when we see someone like Matt McMillan retire, Coach, another great personality, another positive guy, I know he's someone that will definitely be missed within the program. But he was constant. What a great person to have there, too, for you, I would imagine, whenever you slid in to take over for Coach Stoops in the head coach's role last year.
Oh, he definitely was. No, Matt's one of the all-time best. So, he's been very valuable for me, not even just this year, but even all the years, kind of helping our acclimation once we got here as a family. Always fun, brought a lot to the staff, a ton of experience. He was all obviously here through some great, great times, and it was a big part of it. So we're going to miss him, but excited for his next his next ventures. Matty McMillan's Irish Pub, that'll be a lot of fun and fits his personality just perfectly. So we'll miss him around him every day, but excited for him and his new opportunity.
Coach, I haven't had a chance to really go in depth with you since Benny took over. I know that's been a while, but I've really enjoyed getting to know him through social media, if you will. Now, I'm scared to death to ever try any of these workouts that he's doing on social media. But what another great personality. What has his impact been? What have you been able to see? I know that based on rules, you get limited time here. There's a lot of trust between you and Coach Wiley. But what have you seen maybe one of the biggest differences that he's been able to institute over the last 6 months?
One of the things Benny does is he does a great job of not only training these guys, but connecting with them. And I think he does a great job of explaining and making sure these guys understand not only what we're doing, but why we're doing it, how it can help you. I think anytime you can get an athlete, bought into that level where they know what you're doing every single day is going to make a difference for them. I think you get a different kind of commitment level out of them, and you can train them really on a whole new level. So Benny's done a great job of that. He's there's some things we do that are similar to what we did when Jerry was here. There's some things that are very different. But it's been a good kind of change of pace for our guys. I think they've really, really responded to the way that he trains. And he's also made a positive impact in recruiting. Kind of goes along with our mantra here that everybody recruits. Doesn't matter what your job title is. If you're involved in this football program, you're going to be involved in recruiting. So he's done a great job with our current team and with our future team as well.
Speaking of that, your video production has been outstanding so far, and it has been since the day that you took over. I know Zach plays a major role, Annie's vision in the recruiting side of things, but I got to admit, I got a little bit teared up whenever I saw the Miles Tease piece, which is on Soonersports.com right now. Coach, how exciting was that for you to be able to call Miles' mom and let her know that he was going to be put on scholarship? Had to be special.
Yeah, it was. It's a cool moment. Having been a walk-on myself, you understand what to go through. So, it was a great moment. Then, for them to be able to come up here and surprise Miles, for his mom to be able to be the one to tell him, it was a really cool moment. He's put a lot of hard work into this program. It's great to see, people that work hard, that are invested in what we do. It's great to see them rewarded. So he's got a great family around him. Looking for one more great year out of Miles.
Yeah, good kid. Hey, Lincoln Riley joins us. Coach, I know there's been a couple of new rule changes, but I'll just ask about one. With this redshirt rule, I'm sure you've been asked 1,000 times, but have you kind of started to think about how you might use a guy knowing that he has 4 games? Will you keep the mindset that if you're going to redshirt a guy, you're just going to redshirt him? How does this change your philosophy and maybe when you might consider using a guy that you had maybe considered originally redshirting?
Yeah, no, I think it could play out a lot of different ways. You could either use it as you know, as somebody that, hey, maybe I want to look at them in the first few games, get them on the field in real game situations and see how they do, see if they're ready to play and help us the entire year. Or you could use it middle, late to the season to maybe, you know, supplement a unit maybe that's had an injury or guys are a little worn down and get another fresh body in there. So it can it can go a lot of different ways. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, just kind of how it plays out. I think you're going to have some core, you know, kind of philosophies and beliefs on it going into the season. But then I think you're going to have to be ready to adjust because, as we know, there's a lot of twists and turns. And this just gives you a few more answers, a few more options, you know, when those things come up that inevitably do during every football season. So I'm excited about it. I think it adds some more strategy to what you do with the roster, how you use these guys, how you're developing them on the side. So I think it's a good rule, and I think it'll, like I said, add a lot of kind of intriguing kind of gamesmanship, intriguing kind of decision-making from the coaching staff on how you use it.
I like that, gamesmanship. How much contact, I don't know, you don't get to work with the guys right now. How much contact are you allowed to have with your guys right now, Coach? What are you allowed by rules to do at this point in the summer?
Yeah, they've got 8 hours a week that they can work with Benny and his staff, and then we can take up to 2 hours a week of those 8 hours and use them, you know, with our coaches. We don't use that much of it. I got a strong belief that, you know, this part of the year is mainly for, you know, for strength and conditioning. We've got to give, you know, our guys a great chance to be in as good a shape, as strong, as fit as they possibly can. So we give the majority of that time to our strength staff, but we do reserve a little bit of time each week to where we can either go over film with them or we can do some, you know, some drills in our indoor on our practice fields, but we can't use any football equipment. So it's pretty, you know, you could take a quarterback out there and do drops, but you can't, you know, be involved with them if a football's out there or if a tackling dummy's out there or a sled or whatever else for any other position. So it's limited, but it's, it's good to kind of be around them and just kind of help them, you know, manage their way through the summer. A lot of the work that they have to do this time of year is on their own, and that's where the best players and the best teams separate themselves.
I heard Benny say in an interview, this is where your identity is formed in this offseason when it's 100 degrees out, and you've got to understand the why behind why he's pushing you. So that's awesome to hear. Coach, two more, and I'll let you run, and I really appreciate you finding time for us. Do you have a timeline in place for when you want to name a starting quarterback? And I know you've been asked this a million times, but is there a date by which Lincoln Riley wants to say, hey, this is my guy, at least publicly?
No, I mean, I think you just never know how these things are going to play out, you know. Had a chance to be a part of a few of them, and they're all different, you know, just kind of where you're at as an offense, where they're at as players, how many guys are involved in it, and then just kind of how the competition unfolds. I think the most important thing at the end of the day is just to make sure that we get, you know, the right guy, the guy that gives us the best chance to win and score points offensively. And so whenever that is, we'll do it. If it clarifies early in August, then I don't think we would hesitate to go ahead and name somebody and get moving that direction. And if it doesn't, then we'll let it play out. And there's certainly, you know, a point in there where you've got to make some decisions if you haven't at that point to get ready, you know, for your first couple of games of the season. But again, I think the biggest mistake you can do is rush it or maybe try to put a timeline on it this far out.
The NFL draft process was awesome. Every time I turned on the TV, you were there, Coach. If it was talking to Mike Mayock at the Senior Bowl or even listening to podcasts, you were on with Adam Schefter. So I can imagine that was a cool experience. But what was the reaction for you like whenever you heard not only the praise of Baker, but as these NFL guys started digging into film of Baker, they started realizing what you were doing here at Oklahoma, and you heard the praise. I mean, I know that you're not someone that needs that, but was that a pretty cool feeling to hear the NFL guys gush about what we're doing here in Oklahoma?
Sure. I mean, you appreciate it. You know, I'm probably more excited that the, you know, I think the NFL has started to open their minds up a little bit to maybe some of the things that you know, guys are doing at the college level and seeing that, hey, it can work anywhere. It can work high school. It can work college. It can work in the pros. If it's, if it's good scheme and it's coached the right way, then it can work. And so, yeah, and I think it opens the door for, you know, our guys to get drafted, you know, very highly like they did. It opens the door for our guys to be able to come in and compete right away. I think it shows recruits out there that, you know, what they're doing is here at Oklahoma is going to directly, you know, prepare them for the next level. So that's a great thing. It's nice for the program, and especially nice for the opportunities for our guys once they're done here.
You know, immediately after we had a chance to interview Coach Riley, the Albert Breer column came out. It's a great read at the Monday Morning Quarterback. And, you know, it's kind of amazing to see Norman as the epicenter of the NFL world right now, because everybody wants to take a little bit of what Oklahoma is doing offensively. And one of the coolest things I thought Lincoln said in that column was, hey, you're watching the Super Bowl and you're watching the two offenses that basically are most similar to ours. And the Philly special was basically the touchdown near what, the end of the first half, that CeeDee Lamb threw to Baker Mayfield in the Rose Bowl. So it's cool to see that kind of acknowledgement, and it's always fun to talk to the head football coach of the University of Oklahoma, Lincoln Riley. Good stuff. Thank you for listening. Now again, during the football season, when we get back into the school year, the Sooner Sports Podcast comes your way three times a week with our Tuesday press conference game recap, Jessica and Meg on Wednesdays, and of course our Friday tailgate show. But during the summer, we're making sure we keep the batteries recharged, so we'll be off next week and we'll continue our push. Let's make it happen. Get Coach Gasso on the podcast. Come on, Coach. Y'all have a great week and enjoy the 4th of July holiday. Thanks for listening, and Boomer Sooner, everybody.
This has been the Sooner Sports Podcast. Make sure to get all the latest episodes online right now at Soonersports.tv/podcast. And make sure to follow us on Twitter at OU On The Air.